Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
We will now open public comment. You may discuss any subject you want for 3 minutes.
Sewell, 22 West Drive. I like carte blanche, Mayor, except when it comes to the school budget. Mayor, when we left off last time, Moishe Kapoor was throwing a hissy fit over Steve's candid, truthful statements about your hand-picked school board. Steve was spot on, noting they don't care how much money they spend. Nothing is too good. Steve was merely echoing the sentiments of the late Joanne Colzer, who boldly declared the board has a financial responsibility. And this is like a blank credit card to have 9 children in the classroom. When I tell my friends who are teachers in other districts, their jaws drop. They can't believe it. End of quote. Noteworthy, this spineless, gutless troika never said or did squat. You're all too brain dead to realize the board is not happy with a private school experience, but instead demands a super extravagant boutique education. Hence, 3 kindergarten classes averaging less than 10 students each. And in Linwood, the commissioner's ex-stomping ground, they would have had instead 1 teacher instead of 3 teachers, making it 3 times less costly to taxpayers. Mayor, you and your 2 co-conspirators all took a solemn oath to provide a thorough and efficient education. In fact, Mayor, you dragged some Hialeah judge in here to administer your oath. Mayor, you know what they call lying under oath? It's called perjury, a felony. Thus, Mayor, when you insist I'm getting old with all this school stuff, Mayor, for once in your life, you're right. I shall continue to repeat the fact that you have been and will continue. Time will pass, Mayor. Just sit tight.
Not fast enough.
I know. You continue to financially rape, rob, and pillage your fellow senior citizen property taxpayers. Mayor, your word is worthless, and you refuse to abide by your oath. The school stuff can never get old because the cost to taxpayers continues to rise. Mayor, close a redundant second school, right size this year. Halt any initiative to hire an interim superintendent, and then ban any notion of a ridiculous long-term superintendent. A single school requires but one and only one principal administrator. Mayor, do what needs to be done now. Stop your wretched excesses now. Then and only then will the school stuff become old hat.
Perfect. Perfect.
No, it's 3 minutes too long. Any other public comment?
Art Cotilli again, and I haven't moved since the last time. I'm at 114 North Lancaster Avenue, yes. Along the lines, I don't need a previous person, but John was mentioning the schools, so I'll forget the parking. A lot of people know, everyone in fact knows, there are our public school students have been dropping over the years. But most people don't know how much they've dropped in the last 4 years. Well, I happened to look at the paperwork that I have from each of the meetings, and lo and behold, we dropped approximately 100 students in the last 4 years. And I think that's terrible. So in addition to this, we have a building maintenance situation where the minute it was identified that they would close one school versus the other, we immediately floated a bond for over $1 million to repair the one that's here. Well, nothing's happened with the one that was supposed to be closed. It's kind of strange. And I looked at the 7 items that we have as the from the county that are real over expenditures for our school. Sure enough, the first one is building maintenance. And the second one is cost per pupil. And the third one is staffing costs. Well, if we just look at all these three, they all border on correction with a certain idea towards closing one of the buildings. This would reduce our number of principals and a need for a superintendent and all, which would cut quite a bit. A real easy thing to do would be to just impose something that our previous school board president suggested and reiterated to me at a discussion I had with him recently, was to use 21 as his guide for the number of students in a classroom. Mr. Celeste said 21 was the ideal. 18 to 21 was the thing, and he used 21 as the ideal number. And that was great when the class size was much larger. But now it seems that the bar has been lowered. So now we can have 15, 10. Any class that has 42 or fewer should be broken into two classes. Any grade that has 42 or fewer, they'd be 21 each or less. And that would correct quite a bit. I mean, we don't have to wait for another hit list from the county saying we're overspent. I know John DiNicola says it's just a way of them sharing this information with us. I don't believe in sharing. I think that they're talking about here's something you should take care of.
Thank you, Art.
Thank you.
Steve Warner, 103 North Sumner Avenue. I don't know if commissioners are aware that today one of the firefighters pled guilty in Mays Landing to a felony count of fraud, insurance fraud, to the tune of $1.7 million, I believe, that he's going to have to repay and possibly be responsible for $7 million. Are you commissioners, mayor, aware of that? You are, yeah, okay. Well, I like, you know, this is what's happened. This is the past now, and I think the past is going to be dragged out for, you know, maybe the next 6 months. I don't know, and it's not going to be pretty. However, I think that I would like to personally like to look to the future of the fire department, which people know I've been critical of. I think, in my opinion, there's some things that have been drastically wrong at the fire department, drastically wrong. And I've made that clear, maybe not as clear as maybe I felt, but I think most of the commissioners are aware of that. And I think now would be the time going forward to correct some of these drastic problems here. And I say, number one, there's been a drug problem that is just off the hook, and that's got to be dealt with. And it's got to be dealt with, how, you know, legally. If the people have to go to rehab, whatever it is, it's got to be dealt with, and no more drug problem in the fire department. That's number one. And number two, in my opinion, it's time to go down to one firehouse. We don't need two. It's a waste of taxpayers' money. Okay, it's time to right size the fire department. Have it at Washington Avenue. That's it. Close the other one. Use it for storage. Whatever. That's number two. And number three. You know, if you're the chief, and, you know, Dan, you're new here. I'm glad you stayed, okay, because, you know, I'm going to say anything behind your back. I'll say it right to your face, except I got to look this way. You're the man now to make the changes that need to be made in the fire department, and I hope you're man enough to do it, okay? You got to do what's got to be done, okay, to straighten this out, because, in my opinion, maybe it wasn't run the way it should have been run the last 8 years. Maybe not. I'm sure that the smoke detectors in this city are in better shape than they were 8 years ago. I don't doubt that. But the department itself is needs to be straightened out. And you need somebody to run the fire department, okay? You can't be everybody's friend. You got to be the boss. You're hired to be the boss. Chief Wilson, you're hired to be the boss. You're not hired to be a good guy, okay? I'm the boss of my business. I'm not hired to be a good guy. I'm hired to tell people what to do and do what you think is right, okay? And it's time to straighten out the fire department right now, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Steve.
Next, you'll recall at our last meeting and relevant to some of the redevelopment that's going on in Amherst Avenue, we had some citizens quite concerned about the ordinance amendment, which expanded the WSD zone. I've had a number of conversations with the lawyer representing one of the condominiums. We have come up with an ordinance which would amend our recently amended ordinance. But if it saves us from litigation and makes these people happy, I would presume you'd be in favor of this. What it would do is limit redevelopment to cover only those areas that already have development. In other words, they couldn't take water area and have that become townhome or restaurant. Still allow marina use.
Scott, we're fine with that, so why don't you get it on the agenda and we'll deal with it.
We're good? Next, okay, so I can send it off to him. We're good with that one. Okay, now, next thing, you want to talk about this public access issue, Johanna? You may or may not be aware, Longport has indicated they're having a problem getting their beach maintenance permit. Now, ours is still good. We've got a beach maintenance. But we need now, there's a requirement to supplement your master plan to have some type of a public beach, public access to the beach written program. Now, as I understand it, there are guidelines, DEP criteria. We need to start to work on that now. I believe what lays under all of it is parking. That's what Longwood thinks.
Bathrooms and parking.
Bathrooms and parking. If you remember a few years back, Avalon successfully sued the state, where they tried to mandate that they would have parking and bathrooms. I think it was every quarter mile.
Half. I thought it was half mile.
Okay. Well, now it's back, and whether that's because they see a change in the regime in Trenton, I don't know, but it's going to be a problem for us. So,
the bill was introduced by Bob Smith.
I saw it. He lives in North Jersey.
But that's not the issue Longport's facing. This issue has to do right now. It's not a proposed law. It's a law. They need to get their, we have a beach maintenance permit. Everyone has it good for 5 years. We get them every five. We're on number four. So someone suggested that maybe a lot of the communities along the shore may want to
get together
and maybe fight this.
Bring it to the Coastal Coalition.
All I know is the DEP is extremely aggressive. I mean, you see North End of Brigantine, now they're not going to let them have permits for the trucks that they've used for years. I remember they closed off Dog Beach for a while, and then they moved the trash can across the street because they didn't want you to walk on the beach there. I mean, it just seems like we're fighting our own agency at one time. But anyhow, so here's the problem. How do you want to start to address this? Okay, whatever. If we're going to meet with Longport, that's great.
Can we check with other neighboring towns, Ocean City?
Ocean Avalon, City has one.
Do they have one? So yes. Why don't we get a copy of theirs and see how it reads?
Cape Mason.
That's just thick.
Ocean City has approved one.
So, it's inches thick, right?
So the idea is that I don't think we want to reinvent the wheel. If somebody already has one that's approved.
The DEP has a sample one on the website that you can download and probably model it after that.
The question is, does somebody fight it again? Because it doesn't only include the beach.
It's beach by park.
It's a whole island.
It's the whole island. It's development of a lot on the wharf on the bayfront. Okay, granting access to people to your backyard. It's the whole program with marinas should have let people go out on their docks 24 hours a day. It's that same thing that came up before and was quashed. So.
Why don't we do this? Once again, let's get to step one, get the information, and then we'll decide what we're going to
do. Don't act independently. We want you to be aware of it. Mm-hmm. You instruct us to act, we will act.
Okay.
And this is one we got to pay attention to and do something about.
I think we all agree on that.
Right? We good? Yes, sir. Okay.